In early April of 2006, the artist, Seth Kim Cohen, delivered a lecture about his work at Hammond Hall at the Yale University School of Art. The lecture consisted of an introduction to his working methods and to the type of work he had come to call conceptual sonics. To conclude, Kim Cohen discussed a piece he was working on at the time.
And finally, I'd like to talk about a piece which actually hasn't been made yet. It's planned for later this summer here in New Haven at Grand Projects.
Welcome. I'm Johanna Bresnik, director of Grand Projects. We're pleased to be able to present for Jaromir Hladek the exhibition to which Seth Kim Cohen referred at the Hammond Hall lecture. This audio tour will accompany you on a journey through the exhibition. Enjoy the show.
Each piece in the exhibition is designated by a numbered plaque on the wall. The commentary for each piece is numbered correspondingly, so the commentary for piece number 5, Windwork, is on track number 5 on your audio player. It is therefore recommended that you proceed through the exhibition in numerical order.
My name is David Grubbs, and I'm
Christoph Cox.
My name is David Toop.
Along the way, we will hear from art historians, curators, critics, and other artists who will share their insights and opinions on the works which comprise the exhibition. Normally, when one encounters an artwork, one is, in a sense, stepping back in time to encounter the mental and physical energy already expended by the artist. But with For Jaromir Hladek, the gallery-goer steps forward in time. Seth Kim Cohen is interested in questioning the material presence of the artwork. Philosopher, music and art critic, and theorist Christoph Cox.
Immanuel Kant develops this idea of the difference between the work and the things that surround or support it that are inessential to it. So you can think of a painting, right? The painting and its frame. The ergon is the painting. The frame is the paragon. Ergon means literally just work, Greek term for work. For Derrida, the work itself is constituted by, is made possible by, the parerga. Without the frame, say, carving out that space, without the title filling in a detail that the work itself lacks, somehow or other the work can't really be what it is.
Seth Kim Cohen.
Essentially, what I'm doing now is telling you about an exhibition of not yet made works, which itself has not yet been made. So, in a way, maybe this is the beginning of the work. Maybe as of this moment, the piece has begun.
If at any point you require assistance with the audio tour, please see the attendant.